Welcome to the Business Bunker Radio Show, Federation of Small Businesses podcast.
Listen, it's an absolute pleasure now to be joined on the studio, on the radio, by the lovely, gorgeous Hilary Steele. Hello, Hilary.
Lady in red.
The lady in red. For those of you that don't know, and there can't be anyone out there that doesn't know Hilary, serial businesswoman entrepreneur, editor of the Kent Women in Business magazine and multiple awards for Kent Women in Business and Health and Beauty Awards, but also the organiser and event manager and creator of Kent Independent Traders Awards, which is really kind of what we're going to talk about mostly today. We can talk about lots of things. Hilary, welcome to the Business Bunker.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure to have you here. Why don't you tell the listeners a bit about Keta and what it's about and where you are and what's happening with it?
All the wonderful things you've just described me as being involved in, it actually began 4 years ago now with the first Keta launch. And I decided with my business partner, Sue Smith. Hello, Sue. I know she's joined the other listener.
Hello, Sue. We've just doubled our listener count.
I ran up the stairs at the office and I said, we need to do an award ceremony to support independent businesses.
Absolutely.
And we were discussing not long ago where that idea came from. And I had a feeling that everywhere I looked in the media and online, etc., I saw a lot of promotions for big businesses that had marketing budgets, advertising budgets, yep. PR budgets. And yet there was a lot of stuff going on around the county that wasn't being recognised. So we started it, and we started this whole venture with £10.
Wow.
And the first award ceremony was held in September 2012.
I was there.
I know you were. You presented an award as well, didn't
I did,
you?
Didn't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's gone on from there because that was actually held in the Royal Star Shopping Centre.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
In the middle of the mall.
In the middle of it, yeah. Yeah. It was a good test to see whether there was actually a desire for this kind of event.
Yeah. But I don't want to interrupt, but that is something I really, one of the many things I really like about you, Hilary, though, is when you do something like that, you also do it with a bit of style and a bit of something different about
pizzazz.
You. Yeah, well, no, it wasn't that. I mean, who would think about holding an awards ceremony on the concourse of a shopping mall? Yeah, but it really worked. It really was
that
cool.
Bandstand staircase. The yeah, yeah. staircase did, yeah. Actually, did actually help. But what transpired from that event was that there was a need for this, and I noticed that people were connecting. And some businesses, I mentioned to you when we were off air, there is for some businesses that may have been that year turning over 30, 40,000 a year. You know, in the next year and a half, they could be heading up more towards the $250,000 type.
Sure.
And beyond.
Yeah.
And knowing that we've had a hand in connecting people and encouraging them to collaborate and join forces, one, to increase buying power, also for motivation, because being in business for yourself can be quite lonely.
Absolutely.
Which is why I got myself a business partner. I went to the business partner shop. I'll
have one of those. Wrap her up, I'll take her away.
I want that one.
Yeah.
So working together, we would be finding ourselves extremely resourceful with the skills that we had transferred from other areas of our life. We were then able to help other businesses by training and development increase their skills and improve their skills.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing for me is the motivating factor. To win an award, I don't know, I've never won one, but to win an award.
Let's nominate her for one. Yeah.
Her own.
To win an award has had such a massive impact on these people's lives and their businesses. And I think, you know, to see an email where someone told me that they won a contract, quite a big contract, because their email signature had Keta 2012 winner. And that was the deciding factor of the customer that chose him over a competitor.
Yep.
The publicity that comes with winning an award is also invaluable because it's free.
Absolutely.
And if we don't know that you're out there doing these great things, how can we maybe use your services, buy into what you're selling, etc.? It's very difficult to if we don't know about you.
Absolutely. The recognition of your peers and your customers is a really powerful thing. And it's also a great motivator as well, isn't it? You know, you win an award, even if you don't win, even if you're one of the nominated finalists, it's a really proud moment where you think, you know, people are taking notice of my business. It's not just little old me. You know, people out there realise what I'm doing.
To get finalist status in any of the award ceremonies that we've held, it's normally around about, I guess, the 50% of actual entries. You know, to get to that stage, some of the categories have over 40, 50, 60 entries.
Tell me about it.
Oh, yes, you have judged.
You are a judge. Yes.
I've been a judge, and there is nothing meagre about the judging process, let me tell you. It is a very exhaustive process, yeah.
It's I think the way that we do it is that we're bringing out not so much necessarily the financials of where a company is, but where they can potentially go.
Yeah.
When we're looking through the application forms, we're also thinking of, you know, who can we put them in touch with? Like, we've got guests here today as well.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Who can we put them in touch with to then further their business development?
Absolutely.
Or they might not realise they're missing something. And another great thing about entering an awards, and I've had this said back to me a couple of times, is that filling in the application form makes you see and have a look at your business from a different perspective.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you're looking at things, and sometimes you might come across something, actually, if I just tweak that slightly, I could improve that. Now, who doesn't want to improve their bottom line?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what it's about. I mean, no one goes into business to fail, do they?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's quite an interesting exercise overall.
I think that is actually a very powerful message as well, Hilary. It is. For micro and small businesses as well that don't normally engage in strategic thinking, you know, because they're too busy doing, that discipline of filling out the quite comprehensive forms is actually really useful, because it does really make you think about your strategy. You know, you ask the kind of questions that you ask, you know, what do you do in a community? Well, that's a good point. What do I actually do in the community? And so on. No, I love that. Yeah.
We lead the questions in a way to get the motivation and what gave you that desire to start up in business for yourself in the first place, because somewhere down the line that can be lost.
Yep, absolutely.
And if we can help you focus back on the why and then improve your skill sets, transferable skills along the way, then you're living your life now in the why that motivated you to start in the first place. And in my world, it's okay to have fun in business.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we work very hard, but we also like to enjoy ourselves. And if we can
collaboratively... Well, not too hard. Try too hard.
No, okay. But if we can enjoy ourselves as well, you know, we spend a lot of time at work.
Yeah.
And I don't think business needs to be as hard as people say it is. For example, one business guy told me that when the recession hit, the late world, about 2009, he said, well, first thing I'm doing is slashing my marketing budget. I said, that's great. No one will know you're here. That was like a consultant there, wasn't it? But that was, you know, there are ways now, and we've talked about this in other areas, the advancement of technology. Mm. You know, we all have access. It's an even playing field. The small guys, like you were saying about the manufacturing, the small guys have a chance to compete with the bigger guys because of this levelling platform of social media and the internet, which is, it's very exciting, because I know we've had discussions that the world of business, we're in a massive change at the moment. Mm. And when you're aware of what's happening and you're seeing it unfold, it's actually so exciting.
Absolutely.
It really is exciting. Mm. And I'm thrilled to be a part of it and also to be orchestrating some of those changes for people, which is,
Yeah, absolutely. And there are now nearly 80,000 small businesses in Kent.
Wow.
Nearly 80,000 small businesses in Kent. And we're founding businesses a huge rate, but not only are we founding businesses, they're staying in business longer as well, which was always something that's one of the reasons for growth at the moment. It's one of the key drivers of growth. Somebody ought to tell the politicians, because they've got no idea why. But this is why. Basically what it is more and more people are founding their own business, but they're actually staying in business longer. What used to happen is the rate of startups was almost balanced by the rate of failures. Now, thank goodness, people aren't failing as often as they were.
When you get to a certain age, you become unemployable almost. You know, when you're 50, 55, 56, much, much harder.
12
so
in your case.
A lot of people start up their own businesses for that very reason and do really, really well.
Yeah, but it is, you know, there is a lot of talk about this, that people are forced into self-employment, and that's just nonsense.
Well, they
choose
to.
It's a choice, because there are plenty of paid jobs about.
In jobs fact,
absolutely. In fact, we have a massive skill shortage, which is one of the things we're talking about at Ebbsfleet, because the whole promotion of Ebbsfleet was it's going to generate jobs, and then everybody said, well, hold on a minute, we can't fill the ones we got. Where are we going to get the people to do these jobs?
I think in the experience of talking to the businesses I speak to, that there are the people coming for the jobs, but they don't necessarily have the attitude or the skills in some cases to get out of bed and get there and do something that might be a little bit difficult in the first couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
One thing I've noticed is someone that when we started out hadn't even thought of starting a business may have last year entered the startup category. They're still going. There's someone in particular I'm thinking of, but they're actually looking to overtake their wildest dreams of their initial projections.
Yeah.
I mean, the next award ceremony is going to take place in September this year, and we've chosen another cute, unique venue, which is Christie's Hall in Maidstone, which is now being reconverted back to the beautiful building it is, from offices. Now, this is independently owned, so this is also where we're holding the launch next Wednesday.
Yep.
And this is the Federation of Small Businesses have been fundamental in helping this, in aiding this award. It's going to beat the others in the sense that the support and after sport and after care, I suppose, you like, of the nominees is going to be a lot more intense.
Right.
And getting the backing of a major organisation like the FSB, for me running up that stairs a couple of years ago saying, we need to do something to celebrate independent businesses, and seeing that come together, also with a company like Rift Accounting, seeing all that come together from that £10 that we invested to start,
absolutely,
almost makes me have a moment.
Absolutely, and it's worth a moment, isn't it?
It is worth a moment.
It is worth a moment, because you're absolutely right, Hilary. You know, it's one of those things that has changed about the landscape in Kent, especially. I'm sure it's the same elsewhere, but we kind of operate in Kent. We have a community. The small business community is a community. We talk to each other. We try to support each other. We try to help each other because we realise that's important for all of us. And things like KETA and some of the other awards you run that give people recognition and give people the motivation to do things as well. As you say, you know, one of the beauties is that a lot of people enter the startup awards, and a year down the line, they've got running businesses and they're now entering the next level of awards, which is fantastic.
It is amazing, and it's wonderful to be a part of it, because I don't get involved in the judging. I do look through the forms after it's all done and dusted. Mm. I can't be bribed, which is really unfortunate, because when you think I do health and beauty and all these other things, I could be looking about 25 again or something. But, you know, it's really, I'm in a very privileged position, the outlook of business that I have. But what is great is that, like you're saying, we have a community, and I think we have a community that really has a heartbeat.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think anything in life that's done through the heart is exceptional quality.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more. And the whole KETA thing, this is the third year, isn't it?
Fourth year.
The fourth year. It's just grown and grown and grown. It's got more and more at the centre of business and what's going on. And it's people really do want to win. They
really do want to win. Yeah. Which is why I can't be bribed. I had to reiterate that.
Yeah. Hilary Blatter. absolutely. It's a fascinating thing that you're doing. It's great. Tell us, you've got the launch event at Corpus Christi Hall down on Fairmeadow,
in Maidstone.
On the 17th of
June. Next week.
Yeah. I'm coming to that.
I know you are.
So do come along to that, yeah. And then the actual ceremony itself is in September?
It's going to take place on the 17th of September, which will be a black tie event at the same location.
Wow, okay.
So we're keeping that within an independent...
They wear black tie
outlet.
And nothing else.
You can wear whatever you like.
Sounds perfect.
I'm gobsmacked.
Twice in 6 years have I made him open his mouth and close it.
I'm just thinking, oh no, mind bleach. I need mind bleach now.
The categories are different this year as well.
Are they?
Every year, because in a way for us it is a business project, every year we've taken feedback from the previous year and adapted and tweaked, etc. And our own experience within the awards industry, I guess you'd say, has grown. So this year we're looking, for example, one of the biggest industries that is in growth area, creative.
Right.
But what does that mean? So we can't have creative someone doing something with like digital design. You know, we've had a winner who, CJ Munn, the Rockabilly Life casts. Mm. It's completely different. So now we split that because it needs to reach out to a much broader...
So what is creative?
Exactly. So we're looking at maybe digital and non-digital. So these are in discussion, but they will be formalised by next Wednesday.
But then you would look at something like Sally for Cakes. I mean, her cakes, for example, she's a winner, wasn't she?
She's a winner of Equipment and Women in Business.
I staggered up on the stage and took her award.
Yes.
And everybody went, wow, Jules, you've won it. No, it's not mine. But her cakes are works
stunning.
Of art.
Absolutely stunning. So you've got a big broad spectrum, and that's really having a boost to the economy, this whole word creative that some people almost diss. It shouldn't be, because there's real value to the economy for that.
Absolutely. In fact, and Kent is a hotbed of that. I was past chairman of Creative Kent, actually, and it's one of the massive things about Kent is we have an awful lot of creative businesses. But as you quite rightly identify, creative is quite a broad term, and there's a lot of things that can be classed in the creative industries.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Hilary, when do nominations open?
They open on the 17th.
Right, so on the launch night.
On the launch night. So after that, the nomination forms will be live online. Right. And the way it works is, generally, you can self-nominate, but what generally happens is a customer might nominate you or your mum. Yeah. We receive a nomination for the person. We then call every person who's been nominated just to check that they accept the nomination and explain what happens going forward. There's not a cost involved to be entered or anything like that. It's
that must be a bit like the Queen calling Lenny Henry this morning to tell him he had a knighthood.
I love it.
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It is actually one of the best parts of my job because you get squeals of delight, you get silence, you get you get expletives sometimes.
Really?
And I just find I get the giggles. I try to start doing it on a Monday morning because I think that's really nice, you know, get back into work.
Yeah.
Then they actually have to do some work to make the application happen.
Yeah.
And if you can't complete that application, then you really need to look at where you are in business because it is not designed to bamboozle and confuse you.
Yeah.
It's designed to see where you're at and also where you might want to go.
Sure.
And any business owner needs to be in that position where they know where they're at now and where they want to go. And if they don't know how to get there, we can actually help them get to that next stage. But if you don't know where you're going...
Sure.
Exactly.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yes,
you're
going
to. But I'm going to.
Going to anyway.
So what are the categories, or some of the categories at least?
Well, we do have the start-up and the home-based business.
Right.
And it's funny because some people poo-poo almost the home-based business. It's like, you really shouldn't. There are some phenomenal businesses based from home.
Absolutely.
To you.
Yes, absolutely. We will have trade of the year, trade business of the year, whereas last year it was tradesperson.
Yeah.
So more of a trade as a company.
Yep.
We are looking at a marketing and PR category.
Right.
Breaking it down. Professional Achievement Award.
Right.
Something along the lines where someone has really stepped, you know, out of their comfort zone and really achieved something spectacular. There'll be a nominated one which was contribution to the community. We're looking for those real business champions in the county who have an impact on the business. It could be a life coach who's helped 50 businesses go from naught to whatever amount of money.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, that's feel-good category.
Sure.
We always look at not-for-profit. It doesn't have to be a charity, but somewhere where, again, they're giving back to the community.
A social enterprise or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Because these people are having a massive impact on a knock-on effect of what
Absolutely.
Some of these people do on the growth economy and economic recovery.
Yep.
It's huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you look at it as a whole picture, I get really excited about this, but when you look at it as a whole picture, the knock-on effect of your business that you may be starting at home now or have started 6 months ago, in 12 months' time, you could have impacted so many other businesses.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. And nowadays, I mean, one of my favourite things to talk about, and I'm actually going to be talking about this on Friday, the Success Summit, and people don't think about this, is the world's largest taxi company doesn't own a single vehicle, Uber.
Yeah.
And the world's biggest supplier of hotel rooms doesn't own any real estate at all. Airbnb, and the world's biggest media conglomerate, Facebook, has no content. So the world has changed fundamentally. You can launch a business in your bedroom and be worth $1 billion
Absolutely.
By the end of the second year.
Looking forward to that bit.
Launching in the bedroom
sounds
good to me.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Cool.
Hilary, great as always to talk to you. How can people find out more about the Kit Awards?
If you go to www.kitawards.co.uk and have a click around on there, there's information on the launch. The nominations will be up there. There's some pictures of previous winners.
Yep.
A few business articles are starting to go on there as well, so contributions are welcome from people in the know. And that's where all the information will be put.
Okay, and you can come along to the launch event, presumably, on the 17th of June.
On the 17th, you can have a look at that on kitawards.co.uk and click on launch.
Absolutely, and I'll be there.
Excellent.
So it'll be nice to see you all there.
Yeah. You're always there.
I'm at everything.
You go to the opening of an envelope,
I do.
As I've said to you before.
Absolutely. Hilary, thank you so much for joining us.
It's
been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And congratulations on getting FSB support for the Kent Independent Traders Awards. Much well deserved. And keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
And pictures.